Next patient is Stephen Danger. That's D-A-N-G-E-R, Danger. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. Stephen Danger, date of birth, 4/20/51. And date of visit is 6/19/23. Please make a copy for Dennis Wen, the patient's primary physician. Next, next paragraph, chief complaint is abnormal chest CT with lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 72-year-old male with a past history of prostate cancer, status post resection, as well as radiation therapy. Was recently sent for a PET CT scan. The patient's PET CT done on 5/5/23 showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 12 millimeters in size and at least 8 in number, which were non-calcified. There was a 1.2 centimeter nodule in the right mid lobe and a 7 millimeter nodule in the superior segment of the right lower lobe and a 6 millimeter nodule in the right mid chest, as well as a 12 millimeter nodule in the left lung apex and another 7 millimeter nodule in the anterior right upper lung. The patient denies any shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or chest congestion. He has not lost any weight, and he has no GI symptoms, but has some urinary frequency. Next paragraph. Past history of the patients. Past history has included history of prostate cancer diagnosed in 2018. And the patient had a radical prostatectomy at that time and had positive margins at the bladder neck requiring radiation treatment. The patient had some elevation of the PSA recently and further surveillance is being done for his prostate cancer. He also has a history for coronary artery disease with stenting. He has a history of hypertension. For more than 10 years, denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph, medalists included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and Coreg 6.25 milligrams daily, minoxidil 2.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half pack per day for 20 years and then quit. I'm sorry, 30 years and then quit. Alcohol use, daily, moderate. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died at age 93, father died of COPD. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has no recent weight loss, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. There's no easy bruising or urinary or bleeding gums. There's no urinary frequency, flank pains or joint pains. Denies any seizures, headaches or memory loss. There's no chest pain or arm pain or calf muscle pains. No anxiety, no depression. And he has mild heartburn. Denies skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, average built, white male who's alert, pale, no acute distress. No clubbing or cyanosis. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 212, saturation 95. HE and anophthalmic pupils reactive. Clear throat was mild injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. No wheezes. Heart, the anthems are irregular, on an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes the 1+ with no gross motor absent. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one, bilateral lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three is history of prostate cancer, status post prostatectomy and radiation therapy. Number five is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest with no contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. With bronchodilator studies. And a copy of his recent labs will be requested. And the patient will come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the final diagnosis number four is coronary artery disease. And number five is hypolipidemia. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.